coming in here quick on the ones and twos because I am also currently in a meeting simultaneously. But yeah, as always, it would not be chaos if you weren't listening to Yip Dump Music on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Toast Freeform Radio. I almost said dying music, which kind of says something about me. Anyway, we're just going to get straight into it. I have a special guest that I also need to let up. It's going to be a crazy night. It's going to be full of fun, fantasy, thrills and chills, great rock and roll music. And we're just going to start off with a great track just came out recently. Yeah, I just kind of want to get into it because I got a bunch of things I got to do. Got some stuff I got to do. But yeah, I'm not going to jabber anymore. This is Tin Man by Feeble Little Horse.
Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Teardrop in my eye, country road. In the morning hours, she calls me. The radio take me home. Country roads, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home. Country roads, take me home.
heart becomes your lute. What kind of player does that make you? Breaking your hearts and selling them to. You picked me in a pawn shop. I was used but good as new. Shiny as a tattoo, but permanent as party balloons.
Astronautas.
beautiful people in Radioland. Once again, this is Georgia with the Upjump Music, and I have a special guest in the stew today. Guest, please introduce yourself.
Hey, it's Gabe from formerly radio show Shoulder Bop.
The artist formerly known as Shoulder Bop. Were you the shoulder or the bop?
I would argue I'm the bop out of the two. I think
I've seen you throw some shoulder before.
I've seen you
do a little shimmy. Mm-hmm.
I would say Alyssa's shoulder move. She was my co-host on Shoulder Bop. We're kind of unmatched. So I think I had the bop. I think she had the shoulder.
Mm.
But, together we were Shoulder Bop. And, it's a part of history that, I don't think anyone should forget.
It's a part of history.
Mm-hmm.
It's a part, yeah.
History, their story.
Their story. The stories being told
right.
are really what's important. It's exactly. The shoulder story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what's the story that we're telling today? I had you pick a PSA, and I'm really excited to see what you picked, because we have been kind of cleaning up the binder, spring cleaning, freshening it up.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to be talking about?
Yeah, I wanted to choose one that felt, like something I needed to learn, we're all learning out here right now. So, if the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? I think I would.
I would.
Yeah.
Without my iPhone, am I right, guys?
Yeah.
Without my posting, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Without my GCal, I don't know what I'm doing ever. So, how long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? 2 days? 1 day?
I'm not going to lie. I could probably stay for a while. I'm pretty well stocked.
Right. Not me, though. Shout out to my roomies. We don't have it. Yeah. Not much in the fridge right now. Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. Yeah. That's, that scares me a little
there.
Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like our house wasn't even prepared for the 0-degree weather a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Our landlord made us open up our cabinets and drawers and keep the tap on because he thought our pipes were going to freeze.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What do cabinets have to do with the pipes? Or the sink cabinets?
Yeah,
I've heard of people
ones.
Wrapping the pipes, but.
Mm.
I don't know if they're wearing a little scarf, if that's going to change anything.
Yeah.
The tap thing definitely works, but
right.
cabinets
right.
I haven't heard of.
Mm-hmm. And I've been watching The Last of Us, like everyone else. This is, I feel like, a kind of parallel situation. So, I should maybe be ready.
I know it's supposed to be a good show, but I haven't watched it because people said it's not a zombie show, but in my head, it is a zombie show in a sense.
Right.
But I have heard that they're in Boston, which is kind of cool, I guess. Because I feel like if I was in a post-apocalyptic... When you say, post-apocalyptic, wasteland, I'm like, it's Boston, Massachusetts.
It's Boston, yeah. No, they had the setting down to a T, yeah.
Mm.
I would agree. It's not, first and foremost, a zombie show. But it's, it's got those themes, So if that scared you, then maybe don't watch it. But I would say it's worth a watch for, the characters and the, the other
stuff. The intrigue, the drama.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny. When I was in high school... I guess I still do now, but I feel like when I was 16, 17, I kept having these really intense, recurring nightmares that they weren't all the same, but it was all kind of about a zombie apocalypse type of thing or being pursued by zombies. And then I looked it up, on dreamdictionary.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that if you dream about being chased by zombies, it's because you're afraid of conformity. And in my head, I was like, wait, that makes so much sense because I'm so alternative.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I still find them that concept is kind of frightening. So maybe I'm just so out of the mainstream that I'm scared of even the thought of becoming one of this mass.
I mean, you in the studio, you're right here. You're not a zombie. You're not a sheep.
No.
You're mm-hmm. not like the rest.
Wake up, sheeple. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. We're playing really fun stuff tonight. Do you want to talk about any of the songs that you've played?
Ooh, yeah, I'd love to.
We have a really fun rock pop mix going on.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you should talk about Take Me Home.
Oh yeah. That was on my queue and it kind of was a fun little surprise. Not a bad song by any means. Obviously I love that song, mm-hmm. but not
always.
Kind of the energy that I was hoping to bring tonight. But I feel like, it fit right in. It fit right
it
in.
Did. It did.
With a little bit of Galaxy 500 and a little mm-hmm. bit, coming up, we have some more cowboy inspired tunes. Yeah, I mean, one song that got me really excited was Sleepwalk.
Love
that song. Yeah. And then Boy Scout.
Boy Scout.
Hopefully we're going to be seeing in April, who we didn't get to see. What was that, September?
Mm-hmm.
It was still a fun show.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you who else played, but it was fun.
It was a fun show. It's a group of people that were there and that went, but it was, yeah, we did miss Boy Scout. If you're listening, Boy Scout, we miss you.
We miss you.
But this is going to be the third time I'm trying to see them. Third time's a charm, you know?
Yeah. This was my first time. Nice. But, you know.
Third time I've tried to. I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, tried. You haven't seen them yet? This is your third time trying?
Yes. So it'll happen this time.
We're going to get you there.
Yeah.
I swear.
We're
going to make it happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's these headphones or if it's this mic, but everything sounds so crisp. Shout out to our station upkeep and operations. Shout out ops, because whatever's happening, it's working.
Yeah.
I don't know what y'all are doing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, the last time I was in the studio was months ago. Do not remember it sounding like this. So
yeah, this is like professional.
Problem. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there's different levels here.
Right.
Well, I love this next song a lot. It's weird because it's like, I feel like I'm not on TikTok as much anymore. Sorry to my fans. I need to start posting again.
The baldies are hungry.
The baldies are hungry. They're starved for content. But this song is like had a TikTok moment.
I think so.
I feel like
my friend just sent it to me. I feel like I haven't been aware of what's been on TikTok and off.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised because I think it has.
But it's really good.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I think we're gonna play it. Is it just Boa? Is that the artist's name?
I think that's how you say it.
Boa. It has a little accent that you see in like Portuguese.
Yeah. It's a little like triangle-y one.
Yeah, a little triangle-y one. Anyway, this is Duvet by Boa.
And you don't seem to understand.
I am bowling. Secrets are for You will never consciously follow the good that surrounds you.
Hello, hello, hello. We're here to sign off. Sorry to cut off like the very, very tail end of Blue Coupe by Twin Peaks. We were just talking about how that's like that record and just like Twin Peaks in general, just like such a like comforting like vibe, you know, yeah. and just like a really just absolutely like solid evergreen, I think.
It's a hug.
Group.
Yep.
Especially the Sweet 17 singles. Because like imagine just releasing a bunch of singles. Who does that anymore?
Ooh, yeah.
Twin Peaks, obviously. But yeah, we're just here to remind you at the end of this hour that this is Yip Jump Music and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. More to come in the coming weeks, but unfortunately, more will not include me. I'm going to be off next week and the next week, which is like so scary. I'm scared. I'm going to be in New York City next Monday. And then the next Monday I will be in Austin, Texas. So I'm on a world tour, of going one place and then also going home. So I will be back in whenever that is, April, I guess, which is kind of scary.